It's 7:45. Good morning, I'm Anthony Murnell with KRWG News. New Mexico health officials are warning the state is about a week away from rationing health care as COVID-19 infections continue to climb. During an update on Wednesday, State Health and Human Services Secretary Dr. David Scrace said that the state is tracking along with its worst case projections when it comes to community spread and hospitalizations. Scrace said the biggest constraint right now is the shortage of healthcare workers. Officials suggest the state would have to increase the percentage of vaccinated adults by as much as 18% to avoid a potential hospital crisis. So far, about two-thirds of New Mexicans over 18 are fully vaccinated. Every Democrat in the U.S. House voted this week for legislation aimed at protecting voting rights, with all Republicans voting against the measure. Fred Martino has more.
The bill, named for late Georgia Congressman and civil rights leader John Lewis, would strengthen the Voting Rights Act of 1965. The U.S. Supreme Court has issued rulings over the last decade weakening that law. Houston Congresswoman Sylvia Garcia said on the House floor the bill is critical as states move to enact new voting restrictions.
Recent attempts by the GOP-led legislatures in states like my home state of Texas demonstrate how urgent it is to protect our democracy.
No Republicans voted for the measure. GOP Congressman Jody Arrington of Lubbock said it's federal overreach.
We don't need federal government lawyers or the DOJ to be weaponized against states' efforts to make these reforms with respect to voter ID and mail-in ballot eligibility.
The bill will now be taken up by the U.S. Senate. President Joe Biden says it's an urgent priority. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Fred Martino.
Now to a local viewpoint. Starting next year, plastic bags will disappear from most Las Cruces retailers after a vote by the Las Cruces City Council. But the new law also requires a 10-cent fee for paper bags, and store owners will have to share the revenue with the city and file reports tracking the use of paper bags. Some thoughts on this issue now from commentator Walt Rubel.
I don't like plastic bags any more than members of the Las Cruces City Council, who recently passed a ban on them that will start on January 1st. It's not just their uncanny ability to escape confinement and sail into the nearest tree or bush, where they will flap in the breeze until somebody comes along and dislodges them. The health and ecological damages caused by plastic bags goes far beyond just being an eyesore. According to the Center for Biological Diversity, about 730,000 tons of plastic bags, sacks, and wraps were produced in the United States in the year 2015. Less than 13% of that will be recycled. The rest will be dumped in a landfill, or worse, the ocean. Plastics stored in a landfill never fully degrade. Instead, they break down into microplastics, which absorb toxins and present health dangers to both humans and wildlife. We eat, drink, and inhale these microplastics every day without knowing it, according to the Plastics Health Coalition. And so, the Las Cruces City Council was responding to a real and growing threat when it voted to ban single-use plastic bags starting next year, with exemptions for things like dry cleaning bags and newspaper wrappers on a rainy day. I understand what they're trying to do and why it needs to be done. If they had passed an ordinance that simply banned the use of plastic bags, my column today would be in full support of that decision. Unfortunately, the ordinance doesn't stop there. It also includes a new fee that will create an unnecessary burden for store owners and an additional cost for shoppers. The ordinance requires that stores charge customers 10 cents a bag for each paper bag they use. Those who qualify for federal food assistance programs would be exempt from the fee. The stores would then be required to file quarterly reports with the city on how many bags were given away for free and how many 10-cent fees were collected. The city and the store would then split that money evenly. City Sustainability Officer Lisa LaRoque explained during a recent radio interview that the fee is intended to encourage people to bring their own reusable cloth bags with them each time they shop. and maybe a 10-cent reminder will have that effect on some. Beyond that, by introducing a new fee as part of this process, members of the city council look like they're trying to gain a financial benefit from something that needs to be done to protect our health and environment. Every new city ordinance doesn't need to be an opportunity to collect a new fee. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.
Walt Rubel's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect the views of KRWG Public Media or NMSU.